Good evening. Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, NSA whistleblower reveals covert torture program on RT America. Tonight, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where truth lives. And also this evening, we have a very special guest, Janet Phelan. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me back on the show, Frank. I'm actually thrilled to discuss this article that appeared in Activist Post on tackling the subject of targeting, and of course beginning with that now famous exchange with Bill Binney and Chris Hedges on Russia Today, in which they had television some details about the targeting and covert torture program. And apparently, from what I understand and have seen, Bill Binney is now expanding upon what he was discussing on Russia Today and is talking far more freely about these programs and actually his own experience with covert torture and implants. So I want to congratulate Mr. Binney on his disclosures, because it is so very important for all of us to know the truth. And when somebody of his stature discusses this as freely as he is now, it is an act of bravery and also an enormous gift for all of us.
It certainly is, Janet. And in the very beginning, probably not the beginning for him, but when things got really hot and heavy, the FBI kicked in his door. I believe it was the FBI and not the NSA. But they kicked in his door, and he was in the shower. They took him right out of the shower and right out of the house as he was, and took him away, and then proceeded to take his computer equipment, any and all of his notes that he had been taking, and made off with it. And he has been in a roar since. And his wife did pass away, and we are all sorry for his loss. But he discussed everything. And he has been on PBS Frontline for years. And he has been discussing the Orwellian state. But he never delivered such a message about the covert assaults against innocent civilians with classified weapons. And as a whistleblower, he steps into a very different category in the United States. He is a true targeted individual now, and he is speaking for all of us. And we are all very proud of the work that he has been doing.
Absolutely, we are. So I do want to say a couple of things leading in to discussing further this magnificent article that was just on Activists. There's been a number of questions that have been raised well, you know, who wrote this article? It's under the byline of Chevalier de Lorimier, who was actually, you can Google that name and find out that there was a freedom fighter by that name who died centuries ago, a century, something like that. So this is a pen name that someone has chosen to use. Is using a pen name because he does not want his own name bandied about. I have had several people contact me asking if I am Chevalier de Lorimier, and I certainly am not. I did not write the article. I was privy to the fact that the article was being written, and I'm, you know, very, very thrilled that the person who wrote it chose to so confide in me. This article is a very strong, well, I even want to use the word weapon. It's a tool that we have now that we can use when we contact the doubters and the deniers. If I know a lot of people are involved in contacting congressmen and so forth about sorts of assaults we're enduring. And we now have an excellent and comprehensive article that we can send out to others who either do not know that these sorts of assaults are going on, or maybe have chosen to dismiss this information or don't believe it or something like that. So we do know, and it is actually mentioned in the article, that when a couple of other, well, a couple of mainstream publications have taken on subject of targeting, they have rather badly attacked the victims. They, the New York Times chose to take the stance that people who say they are targeted are crazy and, you know, don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about, that kind of thing, which is actually becoming rather typical of mainstream media, that they tend to side with the powerful. And in this case, powerful are the assailants. So we now have an article that is available, that has been published, that can support our claims. And I think that that's really a marvelous progression for us. Almost as wonderful as the progression that we've seen with Bill Binney coming forward about these sorts of assaults.
Correct. And they also, or this author also, incorporates Dr. Hoffer. For those of you who are not familiar with Dr. Hoffer, he headed up the research on the U.S. diplomats in Cuba. And it was coined Havana Syndrome. There were 55 diplomats. And new cases have been reported all over the globe, affecting individuals from many countries. These kind of weapons, they call them no-touch weapons for a reason. They don't leave any marks. They don't leave a knife wound or a scalpel. But lately, they have been tuned in to people with laser weapons. There's a young woman on here. She had holes burned in her face the size of a pencil eraser. Many others, like Midge Mathis, we have mentioned. Her face was burned beyond recognition. And it took months and months for her to get back to normal. And to this day, I am still surprised that she was able to regain her original self-image.
There's also the fact that that these weapons, from what I understand from talking to others, can cause internal injuries that may be rather serious. If these weapons are aimed at your brain, there is increasing evidence that they can cause bleeding in your brain and other forms of serious harm. But again, without a puncture wound, you know, without something showing that something hits you, like from the outside, like an axe or a knife or something like that, it remains in the realm of covert weaponry, even though the internal damage may be devastating.
We have also seen people's families destroyed. And everyone says their family has changed. But in reality, the target or the individual has changed and doesn't react the same way that he used to. He doesn't respond to jokes, or maybe doesn't respond in the same way. So it's not the family that has changed. It is you that has changed. And what the family does all boils down to who they are. Some families reject their siblings, sons, daughters. Other families embrace their family member and help them through this terrible time. But I might add, that is a rare instance, because they look at you. They can't see anything. You act different, but you do not seem harmed. So the first thing they think is that you hit your head, or you have been mentally compromised in some manner. But that's not the case. You have 1 to 2 people that you're dealing with all the time, 24 hours a day. So while you are conducting a conversation, such as I am now, you have perpetrators in the background. They're not voices. Or should I say, they are voices. But this is not schizophrenia. They will pick on a family member and perhaps turn he or she against you. But what they like to see is the family unit destroyed so that they can isolate the target and take he or she apart one piece at a time. Richard has just joined us from North Carolina. Richard, what do you think?
Well, as usual, Frank, you're batting 100. These guys can come in and disrupt and control with their communicating through the thoughts, the mind, the feelings, your chakras, your toes to your ears. They can do many, many things to the family as well as the individual, but we must remember that the individuals are the main course of the meal that they're partaking in, and most of what happens around us is, well, anticipated or theater trauma to the things that we are put through ourselves. And still some questions out there haven't been answered, but you guys are hitting 100. We all have to take our licks and keep on ticking is the main thing, and testing and working on these other answers that we don't have. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard, as usual. You have well-qualified answers to the many questions that we have to answer. The thing that really...
One of the things I found... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
...disgusts me is the fact that they become pedophiles and they attack children. Tiny infants are routinely tormented, burned, or electronically raped, sometimes even murdered. This is what gets me. And what kind of morally bankrupt person can do this?
None that we know, Frank.
I know.
I think there's been quite a bit of social engineering that has taken place in order to facilitate this kind of a program. And I think that a part of the social engineering has been dissemination and prevalence of video games, where, you know, you get to sit there and sort of track someone and attack them and sometimes kill them. And it's all a form of desensitization, and it is an attack on empathy and connection between people. Because when people are connected, you were talking a moment ago about the family and how family can be impacted. Well, I will wait till the end after the break to finish this.
Okay, folks, as Janet said, we are going to commercial break. We will be back shortly. Thank you so much for listening.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? if you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Good evening, Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Janet Phelan, Richard from North Carolina, and I report on the NSA whistleblower reveals covert torture program on RT Television America. Okay, we have Emmy from Philadelphia. Go ahead, Emmy.
Hi, can you hear me, Frank?
Everyone? Sure. Yep, you're coming in great.
Oh, wow, super duper. I've been listening for just about every show. Yeah, I'm calling. The part where I tuned in is hearing about the effects of family and how it's just it's unbelievable. The kinds of things that I've experienced with my children and how I feel as though they've been manipulated through, I believe, through microwave or through in their sleep, the dreams, being sent dreams and things like that in order to just divide and conquer, like just everywhere. And so I just felt like we have to just try to keep aware of all the technology in order to know how to combat it. I guess it's the best. I mean, I guess either I'm a little nervous here, but obvious answers. But I feel like my whole mind is being replaced, and if I know that some emotions don't match up to the two reactions that are coming out of me or out of my kid or whatever, it's the only way we can work with it, because it's just unbelievable. So I'm not sure. I kind of tuned in late, so I may be like not totally topic, but I just felt like this is my first time calling, and I'm trying to get involved more with the community. And it's just been a lot of directed energy, voice to skull, different kinds of ways that my family's being affected, that it's unbelievable how the things that it's like that it's getting, for some reason, I think it might be the 5G, but things have increased. So
many have voiced that same opinion. We'll have to see what happens when 5G is finally rolled out altogether. If this increases or decreases or stops altogether, the more frequencies we get in the air, the harder it is to be detected. And this is going to be a real strong one, like 70 gigahertz. But thank you very much, Emmy. I appreciate you calling in, and so does Janet and Richard.
Yes, thank you, Janet and Richard. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Emmy. Call in again, please. We have Mike from Kentucky. This goes to Janet.
Yeah, hey. Have you seen the Russell Tyson interview on RT? Russell Tyson was on Breaking the Set with the little black-headed girl. The reason I ask that is because he said something rather cryptic, and I'm of the mind that everything Snowden released was pretty much obsolete. It was a what you call a limited hangout. And he said that there are things the government is doing the public should not find out about for 200 years. Just threw that out there in the middle of the interview. And so anybody that poo-poos the idea of targeted individuals or some of this technology you're talking about, I think is needs to consider what the heck Russ Tice was talking about. But I personally experienced some of the stuff that he was talking about in that interview, as far as the shenanigans with phones being manipulated from satellites, even like your home cordless phones. Mainly, you know, simplistic idea of turning on microphones. Certainly a way to covertly, as you call that, a covert weapon?
Yes.
Some of the covert weapons, that's one of the ways, you know, when you think you've got some privacy, but you don't. And this is used in, you know, simplistic technology to catalog your behaviors, who you interact with and all that. It's, you know, going back to the mid-1990s, as far as what they're talking about now, contact tracing, where they're trying to get everybody to volunteer into doing that, which would make it a valid contract as opposed to doing stuff against your will.
Okay, we are coming up on the bottom of the hour,
point.
And we're going to station identification. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you so much for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, very special guest, Janet Phelan, and we have Richard from North Carolina, and we may still have Mike from Kentucky online. Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, I did have the direction I was going with it.
Yeah, Janet, would you like to take his question?
Yes, I actually wanted to respond to what he was saying about Edward Snowden, because I have heard those statements made before about Mr. Snowden, and I want to point out that Edward Snowden absconded with documents, and those documents were turned over to reporters, most specifically to Glenn Greenwald. And the editorial decisions that were made as to what documents would be published and so forth were left in the hands of the reporters. And actually, Snowden has no more documents. They went to the reporters. And last year, The Intercept, which is where Glenn Greenwald now works, announced that they were shuttering the Snowden archive after only 5% of what Ed Snowden risked his freedom to accumulate and to give to the reporters. After 5% of those documents were published, The Intercept made the decision to stop it cold. That decision was made shortly after the arrest of Julian Assange. So it doesn't take too much extraordinary intelligence to realize that people and reporters are getting rather frightened. Around the same time as well, it's my understanding that another Intercept source who had given Jeremy Scahill, another Intercept reporter, some documents having to do with drones. He was a government employee named Daniel Hale. He was also arrested. So I think, and then of course we do know that Glenn Greenwald himself has been threatened with prosecution by the Brazilian government for some of the articles that he's written about corruption or alleged corruption in Brazil. So before we attack Edward Snowden about what was or was not revealed to us in the documents that he has or had, we also need to consider the Intercept. You know, where did those documents go? What decisions were made by the reporters and by the editors? So want to say that.
Okay. Well, can I respond back? Because it's my understanding in studying this that there was a leverage applied to these releases. Ed Snowden claimed to have the dead man switch, and if something happened to him or his country, there was going to be a lot more stuff released, so that there was a stopgap there to stop the whole, and he'd also given it to the reporters on the condition that they not endanger any current operatives that are in the field. He didn't want to get anybody killed, you know, by doing this, and at the same time, you know, if anything was to, and that kind of hints at what might be still held back. But Glenn Greenwald, from what I read when he was talking about taking down the ANT catalog, the Advanced Network Technology Catalog, which is what you're talking about, he was complaining about that it costs a lot of money to host this data and to make it publicly available, and it was not being used, and there was no sponsors to support it. So it's still up. And there's people that's made copies of it. There's a kind of a spoof of the Advanced Network catalog as if it's for sale. You know, somebody took all the slides and put it up as a mock catalog for a large portion of it.
5% of what Edward Snowden had was published. 5%. But we don't even know, you know, what exists that was not put forth publicly. We don't know.
Yeah, like I say, it was not supposed to go recklessly be released and endanger the sovereignty or the security of the United States. There's another guy that had the same issue, and they tries to kill him. He calls himself a recovering CIA agent. That'd be Kevin Shipp. Kevin Shipp couldn't get anywhere inside the CIA, so he had to go to the Senate Oversight Committee, and that is something you don't do, apparently, because they even, he says, tried to kill his own family. And all he was trying to do was point out the vulnerabilities for our intelligence operatives around the world. The Chinese or Russians could simply watch the embassy and take the publicly available information off of the embassy web pages and be able to extrapolate who was a CIA operative versus a diplomat. And right now there's a guy charged with and convicted of spying in Russia right now who was set up. And I think it's probably because they want to leverage that to get somebody back. But does anybody in this on this show know how to get a hold of Bill Binney? That's what I'm getting at. I contacted him. All right. It was somebody pretending to be him, if it wasn't actually him, when he was in Germany. And I caught him bragging about causing trouble. He said, you know, and he encouraged everybody to resist and file lawsuits and that sort of stuff. So I reached out to him. I kind of watched his schedule, and I contacted him. And I'm rather disappointed in him as well. And I have to wonder what kind of leverage there could be against him or his family, because I also wonder a little bit about Bill Binney when it comes to some of the things that he has said, because I've watched something like 60 hours of interviews with him, and many times the same interviews over and over again. I've only caught him mentioning one time that the software was given to Israel, which became the Naris devices and was sold after they developed it and put it under that brand. It was sold back to the NSA through Boeing. And that's how they've been, you know, contact tracing us for 20, I'm going to say at least 23 years that I have personal experience with through the technology, the phones and that kind of thing, voice print, and of course, the triangulation of the phones. But I was rather disappointed in the limited contact that I had with him. I can tell y'all how to do that off the air. I don't want to get everybody else to bug him that way. But it kind of made me doubt further. You know, there's supposed to be another guy before Snowden, by the way. He's called the real Snowden. And I've seen some memes created about him and the stuff that he tried to blow the whistle on. But he's nobody. I've never heard anybody talk about him. Just one place I saw a picture of him and his name. And it kind of makes me have my doubts about Snowden, too, because nobody talks about the Israelis and what they're doing, what their technology capabilities
are. Everybody talks about the Israelis. Everybody talks about the Israelis. Come on now.
Well, on RBN, some of them do, but you go out and watch Snowden and Russ Tice and William Binney, J. Kirk Wibe, none of them talk about the Israelis except one time, like I said, William Binney, and all the interviews I've watched, he mentioned the Naris devices. Basically, the software was given to them to develop Naris and then got sold back. And you know they've got back doors in it. You know they do. Got back doors into every aspect of our phone networks, and that was brought out by Fox News 20 years ago in the fall of 2001. A four-part series on the Israeli spying, and talked about all the Israeli-backed companies that are all up in our billing cycles. But even Fox News did not talk about how they can, you know, covertly control these software-defined radios. And the capabilities are going to be built into the 5G, where they can manipulate the power levels. They already found phones in Chicago that are three times the stated power levels. The radiation from them were three times more than what was considered safe and that the FCC had approved. So I'm working on it.
I had mentioned earlier on in the call that it was about the questions, the answers that we do not have. It's about answering those questions. And, well, the technologies they're using, I heard you take a deep breath, Mike, when you were speaking of it before and paused and said something about the phones and the computers and the ways they're doing it. But what you were really digging at when you took that deep breath is, well, what else are they capable of doing? And let me assure you that if I had you're the kind of person I would like to feel a state with that could hear my voice, and within a three-minute period, I could tell you things that would curl your toes, and you can find most of these things yourself if you research it. But the biggest answers that you're going to get of the knowledge of what they're doing to U.S. citizens and people around this globe is from ATI. They can tell you what is happening to them. They have found most of this stuff. And those are the answers that a lot of us already have and are willing to share every chance we get. But I assure you within a sentence that there's things going on that if you and the rest of those people that took that deep breath and spoke of the phones and the how they manipulate your phones and computers and Wi-Fi and the other things that they're very capable of doing very clearly can. If you add all the other things in there, you would mostly be shocked. There's a reason for Snowden, his paperwork not coming out. There's a reason for Mueller's report being changed and then redacted. And there's a reason for the secrecy going on in the FISA court. And these are the answers that we have to answer. But we need to let the people know, we want you to know, and the information you can find through RBN and targeted Massachusetts.
Thank you, Richard. I just wanted to say to anyone listening, if you'd like to call and get involved, call 800-313-9443. And you can get involved and join us right now. And then we'll have a roundtable discussion. Not that we are, that we haven't had one already. But go ahead, Janet. We haven't heard from you for a while.
Well, I would like very much to read on the air this last paragraph in this excellent article that we've been discussing, because I think that it summarizes our situation and it kind of points to some of the current events in rather disturbing ways. So this last paragraph says, this article, NSA whistleblower reveals covert torture program on RT America. Future historians will no doubt be grappling with the mystery of how we, the people, got demoted to you, the enemy. There is speculation that authorities see another financial crash or major crisis looming on the horizon and have fine-tuned their ultra-sophisticated technologies to quash any form of protest, no matter how nonviolent and constitutionally protected it may be. As for those Second Amendment enthusiasts who believe guns will keep them safe, they may be in for a shock. Of the high-tech kind, from microwave, milliwave, laser, maser, RF signals sent to covertly implanted RFIDs, MEMs, NEMs, WBANs, or any other classified weapon. Welcome to the new and improved Wild West.
Well, thank you very much, Janet. That this is quite a piece, and I'm going to post it on our website as a document, as a PDF, so that everyone can read it, and it's going to say activist post at the top and with the date, so that everyone can have it. You can download it. For those of you who can't get to it or can't find it for some reason, it will be there. So that's what I'm going to do with it. It's that important. I think everyone should have a copy of it. Excuse me?
I disagreed with you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm waiting for you to finish your thought. I'm both so polite. Go ahead, Frank, please.
Okay. Well, I thought that everyone should carry a copy of this around with them so that they can show someone, so that they can mail it to an opposing police department. I'm sure the FBI has seen it, and I'm sure the CIA has seen it, and I'm sure the NSA has seen it, firstly. But go ahead, Jen. Actually, we have a commercial. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome back. My name is Frank Allen. We are just about at the top of the hour, but we have been discussing the activist post, Whistleblower Reveals Covert Torture Program, was featured on RT America on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where truth lives. You can call into the show live, it's a little late, and ask a question or get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, Janet, go ahead.
Yes, just this evening I got an email from the author of this article. And I do have his permission to read a paragraph of this on the air, which I think it relates to that last paragraph of the article, which I had read just a minute ago, and in which the author is pointing out that the current protests on the street have everything to do with what he suggested in the conclusion. And he writes, the American people, not just blacks, feel alienated, even betrayed by this usurpation of power by the self-appointed elite. Many observers feel that this amounts to a de facto coup d'etat in America by the 1% of 1%, which is shockingly unconstitutional and un-American. Bill Binney, in fact, suggests that it is treasonous. And then he writes, if the American people, right wing and left wing, finally united, decide one day that enough is enough and they want to peacefully take back the republic from the criminal elite, extremely sophisticated technologies will no doubt be deployed to crush them. These technologies are already being tested illegally on hundreds of thousands of innocent American civilians. So as we hear about America burning and what's happening in the streets, I think there has been a dedicated effort to say this is a foreign element, this is Antifa. Some of it may indeed be Antifa, but to exclude the fact that Americans are really fed up with corona lies, fed up with financial hanky-panky, fed up with 5G, just plain, overwhelmed by what's happening.
Okay,
we should not ignore that. That's what I wanted to say.
Thank you so much for adding that. And it's the top of the hour, and unfortunately, I have to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.